This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday that North Carolina General Assembly violated the Constitution by relying too heavily on race in drawing two congressional districts. The decision upholds a lower court ruling that struck down maps drawn in 2011 by the Republican-led legislature. Supreme Court justices unanimously rejected maps for District 1 in the northeastern part of the state, and they split 5-3 in rejecting District 12. That's the one that snakes through western North Carolina down into Charlotte. Legal experts have called the ruling significant for legislatures around the country. Joining me now to break down the details is WUNC politics reporter Rusty Jacobs. Rusty, welcome back.
Thanks, Frank.
So what was that Supreme Court ruling yesterday exactly?
So they upheld, as you said, this lower court ruling. There were two districts, District 1, northeastern part of the state. We'll call that the blob. And then District 12 is the snake, one much narrower than the other. You can guess which one. And essentially, they found that the Republican legislators who led the effort to redraw these districts relied too heavily on race. And they were explicit about that in some respects, but they essentially brought more registered African-American voters into each of these districts. They had arguments that the court did not, that they dismissed and did not believe.
This is racial discrimination in redrawing these election maps. This is kind of crucial to a democracy. And it's interesting because one of those decisions was unanimous, right? It was a unanimous decision, although not all the justices participated.
I mean, this is a 5-3 decision. I mean, it's a 5-3 ruling on the case. But what was unquestionable about District 1, that's the northeastern part where an appendage, a tentacle, whatever you want to call it, dips down into Durham. The argument there by the map makers was that this was an effort to help or live by the guidelines of the Voting Rights Act to not dilute the African American vote. Problem there is the African American voters in that district before it was redrawn did not have any problems because the white voting bloc did not undermine their efforts. Yet the Republicans said, look, we're just trying to help the vote. And they made it a majority-minority district. So there was no argument there that the Republican argument did not hold sway. But in District 12, you have the Republican mapmakers saying that it was coincidental that there was a racial outcome here, but that it was basically partisan gerrymandering, which at this point is not illegal.
And that's an interesting point right there. It is not illegal when you're the party in control and you're drawing the maps to use partisan considerations to draw the maps to help your party. It's actually not illegal in this country. And yet they actually went to the extent where the use of race in drawing those maps was so obvious to the Supreme Court that they were judged unconstitutional. But it is interesting because their argument is, well, African-American voters tend to vote more heavily Democratic. So it looked to you like race, but we were just putting Democrats. How is it possible that they actually went so far over the line that it was obvious to the court that race was involved?
Well, obvious to some justices, maybe not to others. I mean, Justice Alito dissented and in large part focused his dissenting argument on District 12. And he said there that there was a rule put in place by courts on a previous District 12 case that said the plaintiffs in a case like this, if they're challenging on racial disparity in one case, they have to come up with some alternative maps. They didn't do that here. He's saying that the court dispensed with the rule like it was a disposable item, like a paper plate or napkin, only to be used once, but not in every case. He felt it should be. Like you said, when you've got 90% of a minority community voting one way, sides will fall to the argument or will gravitate to the argument that it's just coincidental. And now, the courts just don't buy that.
The maps that the court overruled, in fact, were not in place anymore. They had already been changed, right?
That's correct. The 2011 maps, they had been thrown out. There are 26 maps created in 2016. They're being challenged. The case there is going to be a partisan or political gerrymandering issue. That's the next issue for the courts to look at. The Supreme Court also this week will be deciding whether the legislative, that is the state legislative maps that are also called into question, they may not survive the scrutiny that these 2011 maps got on racial gerrymandering arguments.
All right. So we'll look forward to that. What about the significance of this ruling for this state and the country?
Well, it's for this state, it's certainly significant because those state legislative maps may come under that same scrutiny. They may be discarded because they are improperly or illegally racially gerrymandered. It's certainly a guideline. I mean, you've got a whole region in the South where you've got districts being created possibly in similar ways. If so, this is clear. If the court sees the kind of decision-making that went on in this case in the other states, then they're not going to survive that scrutiny.
All right. Rusty Jacobs, politics reporter for WNC, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.